I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about relationship revenge. Steve confided in me off air.
What?
That he gets so infuriated at the end of every relationship that he begins damaging their personal property.
Wait a second.
Destroying their reputation.
Hang on. Isn't that what you said? No, I think it was the exact opposite.
I could have sworn you said.
I don't understand people that... When they get broken up with, their first thought in their brains is to go out and commit crimes and try and get thrown in jail. There's no logic in that.
I'm going to say this.
Yes, sir.
I don't think they're trying to get thrown in jail.
Oh.
They just want that person who has wronged them.
That broke up with? Is that wrong?
To hurt.
Oh.
Because they hurt.
Okay, that makes sense. There's no logic in that. Okay, but once again.
Love. Okay. Not logical. It's too different.
Sorry to get that.
They're not even...
Yeah.
They don't even have the same letters. Wait, they have a lot of the same letters.
I'll never love anyone fiercely enough. I guess that when they...
What if you...
What?
Broke up with you? Because you seem to be very fond of yourself.
Would I?
Would you harm yourself?
Key my own car.
Yes. I'm trying to think. Damn you, Steve!
And then when I call the cops on me,
I understand why he did that. He did that because he loved me so much.
I think I would. I probably wouldn't act on emotion. I would hopefully act on logic. That's where I would go.
Yes, because the logical situation is breaking up with yourself.
Yeah, but you're right, dude. We don't want the logical people calling.
We want your relationship revenge stories. When you lost your crap.
There it is.
And you did something because you were like, oh, you broke my heart. Here's what I'm going to do.
There it is.
I'm going to break your crap.
Yes.
A girlfriend sells her boyfriend's Xbox after she found out he was cheating on her.
Ouch.
She sold it for $4.
Aren't they like $500 or something like that?
Depending on all the accoutrement you have with it. It can be pricey. I think there are $250 in that range. But if he had a bunch of games, her name's Georgia Jackson in Northumberland, England.
Mm.
She found out her 25-year-old boyfriend, Josh, had been cheating on her. She's pregnant.
Oh.
They've been together for 4 years.
Yeah.
She sold his Xbox One. What? Did his Xbox One do anything to you?
No, absolutely nothing else.
I'm just glad she sold it. Because the one thing I don't like...
Smashing it?
Yes. Because then no one gets the Xbox.
No, I know. You're just all out. That just makes no sense.
You're punishing him. He doesn't get it anymore. But then the Xbox One is just sitting there as you're pummeling it, Office Space style.
Thank you.
I didn't cheat.
Right.
I'm just an inanimate object.
There's no logic in that.
Yeah, it says the retail price is $250, plus she threw a $60 headset in, a few $100 worth of games. So yeah, we're in the hundreds and hundreds of dollars. She was going to use the $4 to buy a new kitchen knife.
Oh.
Because she'd used his to slash his tires. So he cheated on her. He's out the Xbox and a set
tires.
Of Michelin 75R14s.
Most common brand.
That's what I know. Raise your hand if you knew that was from My Cousin Vinny. Just us? Got it. Is that the right size? I think they might be.
It is, yeah.
That's weird. I'm looking for tires right now. Should I go to your...
Get out. All right. You should.
So then we have some other stories. Oh, this other person got mad at his wife for doing something. I can't remember what he did. Oh, didn't he take an axe to her car or something?
Oh, like dude?
I've lost the story. I had it in front of me and now I lost it.
He's rational.
Yeah, I think she... Oh, there it is. He's 34 years old. He became upset. He suspected his wife of damaging his precious action figures.
I understand. I can sympathize. These are priceless action figures.
I don't remember. It said precious, not priceless. I don't believe the word priceless ever precedes the words action figures.
You see Slacker in the action field industry when we refer to them. They're precious and priceless.
An yes, there's an industry. He took an axe to their windshield, a laptop, and a TV. The axe got lodged in the windshield.
Oh, wow.
He did, when the police arrived, say, "I may have had too much to drink and overreacted."
Huh.
So that's a
slight overreaction.
Just a skosh.
Dang.
We had a couple other from the interweb, and one I know made you so happy when you read it.
What was it?
Somebody said, this is their relationship revenge story.
Oh, yeah.
My ex cheated on me.
Yeah, this is awesome.
So I convinced him our relationship was on such rock solid ground, we should go get couples tattoos. We should each get the other's name.
Yeah.
He went first, and she went home.
Simply brilliant. That rocks.
Now, if you don't know much about, we haven't had T-Hack and Aaron, our two-headed monster of producers, on the air much with us.
Right.
But something that, if you know anything about T-Hack, he loves his shoes more than I think he loves anything in the world.
Yeah, he loves Air Jordans.
Somebody wrote their relationship revenge story.
What?
My boyfriend cheated on me.
No!
So I grabbed a Sharpie and wrote on all of his Jordan.
Get out of town. Argh.
Can't you break my Xbox?
Right, please.
Put an axe in my windshield.
Thank you. Not the...
I personally don't care about shoes, so yeah. I'm like, now they're custom. But
that's, well, yeah, they're kind of worthless, but that's okay.
A lot of these are cheating things, but somebody else said, once we broke up, I got back at him by sending his nude photos to his family from his phone.
Oh, that's
so there's
brilliant.
No mistake. They're going to look at the message. They're like, ooh, Tommy sent me something.
That's brilliant.
Womp, womp. So relationship went south. You got revenge. We want your relationship revenge stories. Kelly?
Yay.
Relationship revenge.
I put antifreeze in his gas tank.
Oh, is that...
Is that bad?
Wow, I never thought of
it. I know if you put sugar in their gas tank, it does something. I think maybe you just made his car run cleaner. I put, like, fuel additive, some of that turbo crap in there. Yeah, he's able to leave really fast.
You gave him better gas mileage, basically.
Did that screw up his car? I mean, I don't know enough about it. It probably does.
It screwed up his car, and he took it in, and nobody could figure out what was wrong with it.
Oh, what did he do to you? Had he cheated? Were you just breaking up? Why did you do that?
Cheated. Totally cheated on me.
Yeah.
I just, okay. And you never figured out it was you then?
Nope.
Till this moment.
Well played.
Do you find yourself to be a rational person the rest of the time?
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Because I'm just saying, you know, here's the thing. Logistically, I've never tried to put anything in anybody's gas tank.
Me too.
But it would be hard because you have to push that thing in. So, you have to be able to push the deal in. So, you're getting a fork out or you're getting a funnel out. And, as soon as I'm mad and I grab the antifreeze, I'm like, I'm doing it. And then you're like, oh, crap, I got to get a funnel. You have plenty of time for a cooler head to go, what the F are you doing? Stop it. You're going to go to jail. Stop. But it just never, logic never kicked in. All right, thank you. That's what I'm saying. This is why.
Right, yeah.
Because by the time, you know me, if I wanted to perpetrate a crime against you and I'm like sick of it, I don't want to get caught. So I'm going to do 16 things to make sure I don't get caught. And when I'm in the middle of the third one, I'm like, what are you doing? Don't do this.
What are you, don't even go through.
Just stop.
But when you have to funnel your carefully pouring.
I'm like, wait a minute. Do I want, what's Yellowstone? I don't remember. No, I know no names of antifreeze. All right, Natalie.
Yay.
This is awful. What was your relationship revenge?
I have a few, but the most rewarding was me hacking into an ex's college account and sending an anonymous email to his parents with a screenshot showing them that he was failing. And they pulled him out of school.
Get out!
You became anonymous. You became an international hacker. Because had he cheated on you?
He hadn't cheated. He was talking to an ex-girlfriend. And
he was going to cheat.
I can't imagine what you would have done if he had actually made physical contact with somebody.
It was bad.
He's uneducated.
Online course somewhere. He's trying to get.
He's a Votech. I'm learning to repair trucks.
Is that what's he?
Yeah, I don't know. He works for a cabinet company or something. I don't know.
Still living with his parents.
None of this is your problem.
That's true. You are.
Well played.
Wow.
I guess. Thank you for the call, Natalie. Morgan?
Yay.
Relationship revenge.
Yes. So I had found out that the person that I was dating at the time was cheating on me. So they had just bought a new car. So 2 days after that, I decided to go over to their house in the middle of the night and cover it in maxi pads.
Harmless, relatively harmless. Yeah. Hold on, let me get my car guru in here.
You don't really ruin the paint.
Because the sticky stuff from that should get a little goo gone. You should be able to get that out of there. Okay.
I like this one.
He's covered.
Yep, it 100% ruined the paint and the windows.
Oh!
Never mind.
Okay.
It does ruin the paint.
Is that the words maxi pad?
Dear Kotex.
Yeah, it's got the words Kotex.
Do you make a maxi pad that won't ruin paint? Signed, concerned.
The next day, they had to pick me up for a class that we were going to for work. And I got to hear all about how their car was vandalized, and I just sat there pretending like I knew absolutely nothing.
Dang, Morgan.
So you didn't even get the credit for ruining his car?
You know, I've taken credit for it, like, when their friends told me about it. So there's several people who know that have done it, but they won't tell them about it. So, and now, like, to this day, they still talk about it. Like, man, I wish somebody hadn't have done this to my car. Look at my paint. I'm like, oh.
Man, that's awful.
Don't you kind of screw yourself? Because you don't have any maxi pad. What am I supposed to use now? Right. What do I got?
Here I am having a bad day. Thank you for the call, Morgan.
Wow.
We should ask the shape if they were the little thong ones. My bad. We'll never get closure. Because it's the right shape. If it's the thong ones, I can
that
almost make it seem like
it's, cool.
It's like a Star Trek thing I'm doing. Faye?
Yay.
Relationship revenge.
Right after my ex and I broke up, he found himself in jail. I'm a bondsman.
Oh.
And he would call to get bonded out. And I would accept the call just so I could tell him to F off.
Nice.
And I wasn't gonna bond him out.
Classic. Yeah. That's a double win there.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.